Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we're going to try a little satire on some food satire that I wrote for Sage News Network. And here is Guns and the Barbecue. While more restaurant chains sign on to the No Guns Allowed movement for the protection of their unarmed patrons, one restaurant is standing its ground. Bobby's Blazing Barbecue, with 5 locations in Alabama and plans to expand to Georgia, remains steadfast in welcoming their gun-toting patrons. Bobby Ribs and All, founder of the chain, explains, "Most of our customers are hunters and fishermen. They all care to protect themselves while out in the woods. The woods are filled with bear and the swamps with gators. We don't expect them to lay down their protection just to partake in our barbecue. Our unarmed customers don't mind. At least, I've had no complaints. We've only had a few incidents and no injuries." When asked to elaborate on the incidents, Bobby R. continued, "We had 2 guys who came in from bass fishing at Big Bass Lake, and after a rack of ribs and a few beers, they got to boasting about the size of their bass. One of my other customers is a record holder of the largest bass caught at Big Bass Lake. Well, one thing led to another, and guns were drawn over who had the largest bass. Another level-headed patron suggested a measurement be taken, and the big bass issue was quickly resolved." Bobby indicated the only other incident was very minor, an altercation over extra hot barbecue sauce. There was a line at the extra blazing barbecue sauce table for those who prefer their barbecue sauce breathe fire. Customers can pour additional sauce on their food at no charge. A customer accused another of cutting in line and drew his gun. But the line cutter just turned out to be his cousin Ray pulling a fast one on him. When asked if Bobby's Blazing Barbecue had any service restrictions, Bobby remarked that they had a strict no shirt, no shoes, no service policy. Hacker exposes food fantasies. A well-known hacker, who goes by the handle Vegan Rush, recently hacked a dating website for foodies. It's not immediately known if any credit card information was obtained. However, the site encourages users to list their most intimate food fantasies as part of their profile. The food fantasies were made available by Vegan Rush online for all to see and download. Vegan Rush granted an interview to food reporter Ms. Bonbon to explain this invasion of privacy. Vegan Rush explained he went off his medication and spoke to all these heifer souls. He felt their pain and was inspired to hack the website to shame the foodies for their meat-guzzling habits. Foodies in small towns all over the U.S. took the worst hit. Tom, a mechanic in Corn Pone, Arkansas, revealed he really did want Aunt Emily's extra spicy barbecue sauce spread over his chest and licked off. He remarked it added fire to the moment, and he's booked for first dates into July. Tom's mother, Anna, mentioned she didn't think that much of her sister Emily's barbecue sauce, believing it to be too salty, and had no idea Tom liked it so much. The biggest surprise was professional wrestler Fat Pip, who is not a known foodie. Fat explained that he kept it to himself, as squishing chocolate cream pie between his toes really does not fit with squeezing his opponent's heads between his arms. Now that he's been outed, his opponents call him Fat Cream or Chocolate Pip. In retaliation, Fat Pip smeared several opponents with chocolate cream while he had them in a head hold. He reports this to be even more satisfying than squishing chocolate cream between his toes. If you enjoyed these stories, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening, and next week we'll have more Does This Happen to You? Moments.